We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. We are focusing on Rutherford County this morning. Our County Mayor, Joe Carr, is with us today. Joe, good morning to you. Good
morning, Bart. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at the stream. If you go to our website, you can look at the traffic going by, and it's just a beautiful day out there.
It is a wonderful day. I snuck home briefly yesterday for lunch and then got to look at my hives briefly. So
hey, you know how to that's about as exciting as you can get.
For a guy like me, it is. I enjoyed it. The hives are doing well. They're out running around gathering pollen, so it's a good thing.
And for those of you who are interested in beekeepers, next week is the Rutherford County Beekeepers Meeting, the first Monday of the month.
It is, and we also have a beekeeper who teaches in Las Casas. David Sells teaches a class for beekeepers, and he's doing that in March. And so if you contact David Sells, he would be glad to register for his beginner beekeepers course. He does a really good job, and he has a small business out in Las Casas where he sells beekeeping supplies. So I guess that was a plug for David.
That's fine. People are.
But he's a good guy. He's a Rutherford County native. He and his wife, and they have a number of businesses, and they're just good people.
That's one thing about beekeepers. They seem to work together with each other.
They do. But having said that, it's really interesting to listen to an argument break out among beekeepers because there'll be three people and about a dozen opinions. It's fascinating to listen to beekeepers argue, huh?
You could find that in any
group
that you're with.
That is true.
Speaking of things happening here in our community, there was news just a couple of days ago from BFI, Republic Services, that it looked as if they were pulling out of the lawsuit.
Yeah, so they have two lawsuits that the county is indirectly involved in. One lawsuit was they sued the Central Tennessee Solid Waste Board, which Rutherford County is a member. It's a four-county board. They sued the board because the board refused to accept their application for expansion going to the north of where the landfill is now.
Which is the county-owned land.
No.
Is that?
No,
okay.
this is just Republic, Middle Point.
Okay,
there's
so nothing to do with
no, this
them
particular
purchasing.
Lawsuit, no, that is the expansion going south. So Republic wanted to expand in two different directions, north onto continue on their property, and then south, which would be to purchase our old 280-acre site so they could then expand going to the south. And quite honestly, everybody knows that Middle Point is the largest landfill in the state. Everybody knows that they accept between 1 million and 1.3 million tons of trash a year. Everybody knows that a good 70% of that 1 million to 1.3 million tons of trash every year comes from outside the county. And everybody knows that they have had multiple incidences over the last several years, 3, 4, 5 years, where they've had fires at the landfill, they've had leach out breakout at the landfill, they've had effluent come across landfill road. All this has been documented. And so the question that the community and I are trying to answer is, why do we want to continue with those kinds of that kind of performance? Why do we want to continue the relationship that would necessarily mean the expansion of the landfill for the next 50 years? And I'm adamantly opposed to it. The general manager has been promoted. Mike Klassen has been promoted. They've got Republic now has a new regional VP. Republic for the last several months, almost a year, has been involved in a heavy PR campaign. They've been advertising on your station rather frequently, and Mike Klassen makes himself available for interviews rather repeatedly, and they are in a heavy PR push. Their attorney, Brick Murphy, a local attorney, have hired a consultant by the name of Tucker Markham to go around and advocate for the expansion of the landfill by lobbying the county commission and the Murfreesboro City Council. And so this is a very heavy push on their part because time is running out. And as they've said, we need to secure the Rutherford County old landfill so we can expand in the next 3 to 6 months. And they are actively engaged in pursuing that. And quite honestly, I object to some of their methods, and we can talk about that in a few minutes.
Now, you talk about they need to do this quickly. What are they under the gun of the landfill filling up, and when that happens, it's over?
Yeah, exactly, Bart. So a landfill doesn't have a time. A landfill doesn't have a due date on it like a typical contract. When you enter into a contract, it usually has an expiration date, right? Or this contract's good for 5 years or 2 years or whatever. So there's a term, what that's called the term of a contract, right? In this case, Middle Point doesn't have a term. What they have is when the landfill is full. So it's like a 16-ounce glass. Once you put 16 ounce of fluid or water in a 16-ounce glass, the glass is full. And you can't put any more water in it, or the water's going to spill out onto the table or the floor, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing with a landfill. The landfill has a calculated mass or volume to it. And once it gets to that point, it's done. It has to close, and that is by TDEC regulation. And so we're within 4 years, even by Republic's own public statements, we're now within 4 years of that glass or that landfill being full. And in an effort to continue to put water in the glass or trash in the landfill, they need more capacity or more volume. And so that's what they're trying to seek when purchasing our old landfill, is additional volume that would then accept trash at a rate of 1 million tons a year or more for the next 50 years. And I'm opposed to that. And the residents of Rutherford County are opposed to it. And for the life of me, I don't know why we have some county commissioners defending this right now, but they are.
Now, the old landfill that the county owns and closed, mm-hmm. which is right next door.
Yes.
How much land is that?
That's that total area that the county owns is about 286 acres, I believe.
Okay. And then they were also looking at expanding on the land they already have.
To the north, but that's where they withdrew that suit.
That's gone.
That's a separate issue. And what they did is, and I know what's going on, the county commissioners were telling them, and rightfully so, he says, there's no way we can extend your contract when you're still suing the 4-County Solid Waste Board, for which we're a member. So that's a no-go. So Republic, quite, trying to further their interest, they go, okay, we will drop this lawsuit in an effort to help secure a path forward for us purchasing the old landfill. Now, they still have the lawsuit with Murfreesboro, my understanding is they may be getting close to a resolution on that, but I'm not certain.
Now, if they were able to negotiate the 286 acres with the old Rutherford County landfill, how much time? I mean, they're buying time.
Yes, if they buy our old landfill, what they buy is more time and more volume. Volume equals more time. So the more volume. So in other words, they go from, right, if they got a 16-ounce cup that has now got 15 ounces of water in it, and they've only got another ounce left to put in it, what they need is they need another cup. So we're going to us and they're going, wow, Rutherford County's got another 16 or 32-ounce cup over there. And if we can start pouring into that cup, we can continue to pour water in all these cups for the next 50 years. So that I'm trying to illustrate how this works. So what they're after is more volume or capacity to bury trash from Middle Tennessee in Rutherford County. That's what they want. That's what their business model depends on, because they're in the business of doing one thing and one thing only, burying trash. And that's what their business is. And they're good at it.
We have a question here from a listener
yes.
Who just sent this text in saying, how do you determine how much landfill space is left. I mean, is it how tall the facility is, how wide it is, how?
Yes, it's both. It's literally geometry. So okay. TDEC says that if, let's say, you have a 100-acre site that you can put an actual landfill on. Let's say it's just 100 acres. Well, that 100 acres can have what's called a 30-degree slope. So it's a 30-degree slope, and wherever that 30-degree slope ends is determines how much volume that landfill can hold. So if you increase the size of the landfill and maintain a 30-degree slope, you can see you can actually go higher. You can double the height, theoretically, of that landfill out there.
Now,
by doubling the size, the footprint, you actually can make it much, much higher. So right now we're at over 800 feet. I can't imagine it's not being 12, 13, 14, maybe even 1,600 feet.
So you're talking about a good size hill.
Well, right now we have a very large hill out there of trash, and we're talking a massive hill at this point. It would be a mega disposal
site. Twice as tall.
Oh, it could be twice as big. You're talking about extending it for 50 years. That landfill's been in operation out there for a little over 30 years. Can you imagine doubling or tripling the size of that landfill over the next 50 years? That's what we're talking about.
How could you be assured that they would stick with whatever agreement was made?
Well, you can't. That's the thing. And so the Republic has got a long history of being very litigious or going to court. Rutherford County is very, very risk adverse. So even if we put in place a mechanism by which they could be fined for violations, and they violate, I wouldn't say it's frequently, but they've had several violations over the last few years, like I just cited earlier. But my point being is even if there were a mechanism in place by which they had to pay fines for violating bringing outside trash in here or bringing the wrong kind of trash in here, they would just pay the fine, or they would tell the county to go, just say, sue me. And so the county would get caught up in 3, 5, 7 years of litigation at a tremendous cost. And Republic is a multi-billion dollar corporation out of Arizona, and they're driven by bringing shareholder value to their stockholders. That's their business, and I get it. But that business mission does not align with the health concerns that I've got for the entire county when a landfill that is the largest in the state sits on the banks of the Stones River. And they've had fires out there, they've got a leach breakout out there, effluent, you know, the testing is not good. So It's time for Middle Point and Walter Hill to close, and for us to find alternatives to deal with our trash that don't include Davidson County.
Here's a listener who would like an explanation on how this works. They're concerned that with the free putting of the garbage into the landfill right now for local citizens, how much more would it cost us? And obviously that's taxpayer dollars we do not have right now. How much more would it cost us? And are we looking at an increase in taxes to cover this if we say so long to BFI?
So first of all, you have to understand that of the over 420,000 tons of solid waste produced inside Rutherford County, 100,000 tons doesn't even stay in the county. It goes to another landfill. So that leaves us with 320,000 tons. Of that 320,000 tons, or less than 25% of the total solid waste within the county, less than 100,000 doesn't have a tipping fee on it. Everything else is tipped. So the solution is, there will be no property tax increase. There will be no increased costs to those who are currently inside Murfreesboro or the county convenience centers. There will be no additional costs there because the commercial operators in Rutherford County who service the largest portion of the county will either pay us to deposit their trash at our transfer station, or they can go to another landfill, but they're paying that. So there is no cost change associated with solid waste disposal in Rutherford County, none whatsoever. That's what Republic has been saying. That's what some county commissioners have been saying, but it is absolutely not true. This transfer station will exist to assist commercial haulers within Rutherford County who are already paying a tipping fee, but instead of paying a tipping fee at Middle Point, they will pay it at our transfer station. That will offset the cost of us continuing to provide this service no cost to our convenience center locations.
And while we're talking about the transfer station, when do you think that will be up and running?
We are hopeful we can open around May 1. Our deadline for opening is July 1, but we will absolutely open on or before July 1, and we're hopeful for a May 1st opening. We will know more about the exact opening in about 2 weeks.
And where will this be located? I know we've
6000 Landfill Road is the address.
Okay, everybody knows where that is.
Yeah, well, it's off Jefferson Pike, right behind Middle Point Landfill, where our old landfill is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's off Jefferson Pike
and Walter. Everything's over in the same area.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay. I guess for some reason I was thinking it was over near Joby Jackson Parkway.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, what is that going to be?
I don't know. Oh, that is Murfreesboro's transfer station that is currently under engineering design. So there will be potentially a second transfer station for Rutherford County in the next 3 to 5 years, and it will be off of Joby Jackson.
Okay. So will there be competing transfer stations?
Oh, no, no, no. We will. We are, as a matter of fact, one of the things that Mayor McFarland and I did a few weeks ago at our press conference was announced that we are forming a study group for the purposes of establishing an MOU, a memorandum of understanding between the city and the county, so we can cooperate in this. So we want to assist Murfreesboro residents, and Murfreesboro has decided, Mayor McFarland and the city council have decided they want to assist the county. So we're going to kind of join forces to provide some greater economic benefit about how we deal with our solid waste here in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro.
Okay. So the two of you are working together?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're forming this study group right now, and this study group will put together the MOU between the county and the city, and then, of course, it goes to the respective legislative bodies for ratification.
Now, we've had quite a few programs dealing with other counties that have landfills, and they often do things that would recycle.
Yes.
And also create products that could be sold from the wastes, from the solid waste, rather than saving it forever. Are we looking at that?
Absolutely. That is the transfer station is just step one. Step one gives us in this transfer station, it gives us two very, very important things that are critical for diversion technologies like recycling and composting and reusing materials. What it gives us is control over the trash that is buried inside our county. In other words, by closing Middle Point, we are saying no to over 700,000 tons of trash a year that is brought into our county. That's number one. So we get control of Rutherford County solid waste. Number two, it gives us a path forward by dealing with our solid waste, by which now we can use this as leverage to recycle more and compost more. Because here's the critical economic component. As long as Rutherford County is dependent on Republic services for burying its trash, there is no incentive or very little incentive to recycle or compost. Which is, when it's free, Bart, it's tough to motivate somebody to recycle. It just is. And so when Republic offers to bury our trash, and their business model is based on getting somebody to pay them by the ton to bury trash in our community, they're not going to change that business model, because their business model is not recycling. It's not composting. If it were, they would already be doing it. They've talked about how they want to do this in the future with a new arrangement. Well, if it's such a good idea to recompost and recycle, Republic, why aren't you doing it now? Why are you waiting to extend a contract for 50 years to bury trash before you start recycling trash? And the reason is because that's not their business model. Their business model is to bury trash. I want us to recycle and compost more. The only way we do that is get control.
So when we look at other places that are recycling and composting, mainly the West Coast, the Northeast, that area, large areas of population, they're doing it because it's financially feasible. It saves them money.
Yes, it does save money, but they have an education program that we're lacking, that we need to undertake. And quite honestly, those municipalities on the East and West Coast, or just in other places, they have control over their trash. We do not have control over what's buried inside Rutherford County. We should. We should not leave that authority up to a private corporation headquartered in Arizona whose sole purpose in life is to bury trash. That is their mission. Bury trash. That's how they make money. That is their business model. I get it. I don't fault it. But that business model doesn't fit with the direction this county needs to go in, and by diverting trash from landfills, not burying trash in landfills.
Now, here's another question this person is asking. You'd mentioned at one point on earlier broadcast, you'd said about how Republic would need to, by law, to be here and control the landfill even for 50 years after it is closed, no longer being used. If we look around the county, they're wanting us to let them know how the other old landfills, not the BFI, but the other old landfills, how are they doing?
That I am
20, 30, 40
years.
Really,
I'm really, really glad you asked that question because, well, we have the chairman of the Public Works Committee who has publicly made statements, and I'm going to read his public statement. And this is a horribly misinformed, factually in error statement that Chairman Anthony Johnson made, and it's reprehensible. He says, it is still there, talking about the old landfill, our old landfill, with an old clay liner that will someday fail. That is a factually horribly inaccurate statement. And he's even talking about how the old landfill, because it has a clay liner in it, is a ticking time bomb. So since I've been mayor, that old landfill has not had one violation. Not one. Not one violation. So if that old liner, that clay liner, and it is a compacted clay liner. I talked to Mac Nolan, who knows more about that landfill than anybody. Mac Nolan said that landfill is stable. And as once a landfill is closed and the older it gets, the more stable it becomes. So its most unstable point is in its earliest life when it's creating all these gases. After a while, that dissipates. So the older a landfill gets, the less volatile or risk it becomes. Indeed, that's why TDEC only requires a 30-year bond on a closed landfill. And so there are no issues currently that require anybody to be saying that our old landfill is any way going to fail or a ticking time bomb. That is just absolutely factually incorrect, and it's irresponsible. And if Commissioner Johnson has proof that it's going to fail, then he needs to provide that proof and provide the evidence in the last 3 years since I've been mayor where we've had a violation.
We will continue the conversation. Our county mayor, Joe Carr, is with us this morning. Obviously, you can feel he's passionate about this issue. We will continue the conversation about the landfill. We'll also, we've got some questions here about other landfills. One of those over near the hospital behind Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. There's a big pond there. That's a landfill. Was a landfill.
Was a landfill. Not anymore. Okay. Been reclaimed.
We will continue this conversation. If you have a question, text it to us. 615-893-1450.
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for The Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
When I eat healthy, I can eat at Demas's. When I want to eat unhealthy, I can eat at Demas's. If I'm in the mood for pasta, I go to Demas's. If I want steak, I go there. It does not matter what I'm in the mood for. This is Peter Demas. The only thing we don't have is fried food. So it's very easy when you want to take a group out and there's that veto power person who's like, I don't want this. Well, we usually will have something that they want because we have such variety on our menu. The only thing we don't have is fried food. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. We also have PA and DJ equipment. Some lights, yes, we have that covered too. You can come rent a PA and sound system, do your karaoke, and bring it back. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
Do you love to read?
Love to read.
Tell us about the library at Adams Place.
We have an amazing library. It's like a library at a big estate. You know, there are just so many books. You just come, pick out one you want, take it home, read it, take it back. It's just great.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Good morning. Wrapping up that police situation on 24 eastbound in Hickory Hollow Parkway. Still a lot of volume right now as we check it out live. 65 north up through Spring Hill. All that traffic trying to get up past Saturn Parkway from Murray County into Williamson County. Headed north on 65 through Franklin into Brentwood. Still a little bit slow. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, you need independent roofing specialists. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the mid-30s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain late, cloudy, low 46. Thursday, becoming sunny, high around 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 40.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep
the Bridgestone affiliated retailer credit card.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. More people depend on WGNS for local news that matters. We're your local news leader. News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back. Buddy Hoover is our birthday winner today from Slick Pig. Buddy Hoover. He gets the delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig. You know, you don't have to have a birthday to go get it. You can, everybody can go get some of that delicious Slick Pig barbecue. And
I do it all the time.
It tastes delicious. Yeah,
it's my place to go. I love Jerry, the whole crew down there. Everybody, I love them. Matt Nelson.
I am partial to the Brunswick stew.
You keep saying that.
I love that stuff. It's addictive. And I could very quickly get partial to the banana pudding.
Wait, I can get sick on that. That is some really good stuff. they have catered. They do catering, and they've catered for us before, our T-Bones and Politics when we were doing that. And, of course, they bring the banana pudding and JoJo's sweet tea. And
boy, you can't beat
it's,
that.
They have helped feed over 900 people before at my event. So,
super nice
good
folks.
Days.
Family
good days.
Business. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. Text your questions to us. It's interesting, the things that we talk about when the mic is off.
If
your
is.
Ears out there are burning,
yeah.
There was something that came up, and if you're comfortable sharing this.
Yeah, I think, and I guess I need to apologize maybe to your listeners for being a little passionate about this issue. Because I don't appreciate the misinformation and the half-truths that are being shared, and in some cases, the outright lies. And the tactics now being proposed or being employed by Republic through their consultant or their advisor, as he's called, Tucker Markham, where they're approaching the commissioners. And I've had commissioners report to me directly that... you know, they have been approached and with the offer of doing something in their district some type of benefit if they would vote to sell our old landfill, which is to me is just highly, highly unethical. I've got no firsthand knowledge of this, but I've had several commissioners report that to me directly. And I think that's a serious matter that deserves investigation. And I hope maybe if there's merit to those allegations, somebody will do an inquiry to find out if they're either ethical or legal, because they don't appear right.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with our county mayor. How are you today?
I want to kind of change the subject. Could you very briefly describe what the deal is about the new housing development thing that y'all come up with to keep the realtors from building so many subdivisions? You know, the tax base can only support so many people. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
Yeah, real quick, because I want to get back on our landfill topic, but real quick, what the caller's talking about, I believe, is Plan Rutherford, and that is still in the drafting stage. Nothing has been agreed to. I do know that the home builders are at the table with regard to providing input to the Planning Commission and the Steering Committee for Plan Rutherford, and I think we're going to be able to find something that that's good for managing the growth of this county, so the existing tax base doesn't have to carry the sole burden for that growth. And so I'm optimistic that when we come up with something, it'll be good for the county, and we can move this county forward.
Okay, now back to the landfill.
Yeah. So there were several things that that were brought up that I think I want to address. One of the proposals that Republic is making in the county is doubling the out-of-county waste fee from $1.20 a ton to $2.50 a ton, which you would think would be incredibly magnanimous and generous on the part of Republic Services, except for the fact that that $1.20 ton hasn't changed in 30 years. It was whoever wrote this contract with Republic back in 1995 did an absolutely horrific job. This is the worst contract I've ever seen, most one-sided. So for 30 years, the out-of-county waste disposal fee of $1.20 a ton has not changed. So it's not even indexed for inflation. So in their very generous offer of going from 120 to 250, what Republic failed to consider is that the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics has what's called, believe it or not, Bart, a garbage inflation index. So we have a consumer price index, a wholesaler price index. We have all these different indexes that measure inflation. So we have a garbage inflation index. Over the last 30 years, the garbage inflation index has risen by over 500%. So this offer by Republic, just to give you just an idea how bad an offer there it is that they're making to the county, this offer to go from $1.20 to $2.50 doesn't even keep up with their own rate of inflation. And if that were to be the case, we would probably be charging closer to $7.50 a ton, or receiving $7.50 a ton instead of this paltry $2.50 which they're offering, which is just goes to the whole idea that this agreement they're wanting us to extend is, again, bad for the county, and we don't need to enter into another contract with them.
So assuming they may be listening, and I guess they do
I'm
listen,
sure they are. They always do.
If you charged them, say, $10 a ton, would that capture your attention?
No, because it's still a bad deal. We still have the largest landfill in the state doubling or tripling in size. There's how much money... How much money is worth the health of our community? What's that worth? Somebody tell me, you're telling me that free trash for approximately 100,000 tons a year is worth the health and safety of our community. So tell me what that check's worth. Somebody tell me, write the check. Yes, we are willing to sell the health concerns of our community by having the largest landfill in the state on the banks of the Stones River where we pull our drinking water. Yes, that is worth X number of dollars. Somebody tell me what that number is. Because, and I have to give Commissioner Chairman Harris a lot of credit. He stood up 2 weeks ago at Public Works and gave an impassioned plea for 15 or 20 minutes about why Republic was a good neighbor and how great of a neighbor they were and how they've changed in the last 7 years. And I would invite Chairman Harris to spend a little time reading all the different stories and reviews from TDEC where they have been in violation either through landfill fires, effluent flowing down across landfill road, or trash all over the streets and in the creeks and in the lakes out there. I hope before they talk about how good of a neighbor Republic's been in the last 2 or 3 years because they got rid of a little smell, they realize that there's a lot more to that landfill than a nasty odor.
So what was it back, was it New York State back when, in the 60s or 70s, they had some issues and a whole community closed down?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think several communities around the country.
And then some issues, iron issues.
Yeah. So we have out there our landfill, not our landfill.
I'm wondering what those people, if you ask them today, with their families dying, and some dead, what's it worth?
I don't know. Somebody tell me. As the mayor, and this is a earnest plea, somebody tell me what the health of your children and your grandchildren is worth by having that landfill, that open running landfill with numerous violations, what it's worth to the community. And moreover, you bring up a good point. There is, at the Middle Point landfill, they can't even build on top of it, 600,000 tons of aluminum dross that is buried in that landfill that is creating what TDEC calls a thermal event. There's a thermal event, that's a technical term for TDEC, Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, because what they're saying is that literally the landfill at Middle Point, that thermal is so hot because of that aluminum dross, and the threat of that is it is smoldering. That is one of the concerns that we have heard.
There's another issue close to home that we could check on. Since we're wondering why people do things, there was a thermal plant in Nashville.
That's right.
Right on First Avenue.
It burnt down. And they did not rebuild it because it is too expensive to operate. And you had the scrubbers for the stacks. Remember, you're burning trash, which is toxic. Now you're putting the ash in the air. So you're putting those toxins in the air. And the scrubbers to scrub those stacks to keep EPA air quality in line is very, very expensive.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Joe Carr.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I hope the county commissioners, when they voted 19-1, I hope they honored that commitment because the mayor's absolutely right. The citizens of Rutherford County do not want that. We don't need it. And I applaud him for sticking with this. And I just want to say, I hope everybody listening, those county commissioners voted 19-1. And I hope that they keep their word to the citizens of this county. And Mayor, you keep up the fight for this because the citizens are behind you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I know they're behind me, overwhelmingly behind me, and behind this initiative to find a better way to move this county forward without being shackled to the largest landfill in the state of Tennessee that would double or triple in size. And the caller's right. In April 2018, the county commission voted 19-1-1 with one abstention to oppose expansion of the Middle Point landfill onto the other Rutherford County old property, old landfill. That is the policy today. Now, there are commissioners who are actively working with Republic trying to open that policy discussion back up. They're wanting to open that policy discussion back up based on faulty information that is absolutely not true. And it's using scare tactics that our old landfill is a ticking time bomb. It is not a ticking time bomb. Our old landfill has an ineffective clay liner that will fail. It is not. As a matter of fact, to be clear, the older a closed landfill gets, the less risk it poses to the area. So ultimately, at about 30 years of age, and this is where we're getting accelerated growth out of our old landfill, so it's becoming less and less a risk. And if it does, we'll deal with it. But we're fine with TDEC on this.
On this morning's broadcast, our guest is our county mayor, Joe Carr. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here this afternoon with a high in the mid-30s. Tonight, a slight chance for rain late, cloudy, low 46. Thursday, becoming sunny, high around 60. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 40.
You may think money problems are just impossible to fix. Get sound advice with Dave Ramsey 1 to 4 weekdays, followed by certified financial planner Jason Qualls at 4.
County Mayor Joe Carr is our guest. We're in the final segment of our broadcast. We don't want to leave anything out, and I believe there was one item that during this last break you mentioned that you wanted to be sure and touch on.
Yeah, one of the concerns that Republic is asserting, along with a handful of commissioners, is that because our old landfill is a ticking time bomb, which it is not. It is not a ticking time bomb. Go back and look at the reviews that this landfill has had the last 3 years. There have been no violations. Is that the old landfill must be mined out and reclaimed? That is absolutely not true. There is no need to disturb that old landfill. Let it continue to age and let it continue to do what it is designed to do in post-closure status, and that is just exist. And so there's nothing out there at the old landfill that should cause the public any concern. TDEC monitors that on a regular basis, and we pass with flying colors. So I just wanted to make sure we got that out there.
Before we leave, one of the things that BFI Republic has apparently done is capped the gas, and they're sending it to Atmos Energy. Is
sure,
that right?
Sure, yeah. And so there is,
will that continue?
Yeah, and that's not unusual for this landfill. They're entered into a partnership with BP, where Republic essentially sold the mineral rights, so BP, one of their subdivisions, could come in and capture that methane and resell it. That's a good idea, but that doesn't have anything to do with expanding the landfill and a justification for expanding the landfill. I applaud them for doing that, but again, the reason they're doing that is to make money. They're not doing this out of the goodness of their heart. They're not doing this at any cost to them. They're doing this to capture revenue out of that landfill because of the gases that are created by solid waste disposal. And quite honestly, one more thing. The rumor is out there that I'm going to open up our old landfill. I am not going to open up our old landfill. What I said in a press release is that Murfreesboro and Rutherford County should enter into an MOU to determine the best future use of that old landfill, whatever that is. I don't know what that is yet. We have to have an engineering study to help us determine that. So again, more misinformation from Republic and their surrogates that I'm going to open up the old landfill. That's not a decision for me to make in the first place. That would be a county commission decision in concert with Murfreesboro. So a lot of misinformation out there, Bart, and I'm tired of hearing it.
So what is next? What is next on your agenda?
I know Republic has said that they're going to push to come back to Public Works Committee, that's chaired by Anthony Johnson, and the Public Works Committee to reopen the discussion for expanding the old landfill, or the expanding the current landfill under old landfill through a renegotiated contract. And I know that they are trying to do that because they want a county commission vote on or before June of this year. So they're pushing to do that. And it's not ironic. They're trying to do that in front of our proposed start date for our transfer station because they do not want our transfer station to open. They know it will be successful. And so they are trying very quickly to secure an agreement before our transfer station opens.
So once that transfer station opens, it's a nail in the coffin?
I thought that was a nail in the coffin a year and a half ago when we got the bonding for the transfer station. But apparently we don't have enough nails in this coffin to keep it shut. So I'm not taking anything for granted. I think as long as Republic is out there, and especially the 2026 election coming up, this is going to be an issue in the 2026 election because you have ostensibly one county commissioner who's running for office and running on the idea that Republic's been a good neighbor for the last 6-7 years. Those are his public statements. You got me on the conversely saying, you know what? They haven't been a good neighbor. And it's time for us to move on and find other solutions in dealing with our solid waste that don't include Davidson County. There couldn't be a more stark difference.
I wish we had more time because we have not been able to get into anything about the Forensic Center, which is also on the horizon.
It is, and that it's going very, very well. We had a good vote last night come out of Health and Ed Committee 6-0. So we're looking good there. Job's not done, but we're looking good.
You heard it right there. So we're not ready to see the ground breaking yet.
But we're getting closer every day.
Okay.
I'm not predicting anything, right? But I am excited about the prospects.
We've been talking this morning with our county mayor, Joe Carr. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro. Our temperature is 39 degrees.